Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Ship's log. Storms a-brewing.
Haley, why are you standing dramatically outside on the deck in the rain?
Because, Peter...
A storm's a-brewin'.
Oh, are we talking like old grizzled ship captains?
Yes.
Can I do it too?
Yes. This here's a 100-year storm.
Never seen the likes of this storm before.
But I'm not afraid. I could fight a storm in my sleep.
Never were there a braver old grizzled ship's captain than me.
Or me!
Peter, that thunder is too scary!
I know, I'm scared too!
I don't know. Excuse me, Lee? I don't Peter? I follow the distinct sounds of men crying, and it led me straight to you. What seems to be the problem?
This is a storm, and I hate
it. It's really scary. I don't want it.
Now, don't worry, Lee and Peter. I've got everything under control.
But Megan, we're no match for this storm!
No, Peter. This storm is no match for me!
Make a really funny story.
Use your imagination, obviously.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast, everybody. Each week, we're bringing you brand new stories written by kids and performed by us, the Story Pirates.
Yeah! And we do it all on this ship out on the open ocean, where we're on the brink of a perfect storm.
That's true. Yeah.
Peter, I'm a little scared, but I'm also excited because, as always, today's episode has two new stories written by kids.
So let's get started!
But before we hear the Story Pirates adaptation, let's hear just a bit of the original story that the author sent in to us. Rachel, would you do the honors?
Sure thing, Megan. The story is called Nothing is Impossible. Once upon a time, there was a horse. Her name was Glitter. She was the most beautiful horse and strongest, too. She had a big dream. Her dream was she wanted to be a famous guitar player. But no one thought it was a good dream. Other horses laughed at her and teased her. But this did not stop her from getting her dream.
Rachel, I'm gonna stop you right there so we don't spoil the ending. Now, here to introduce their story is the author.
Hi, I'm Lily. I'm in the second grade and I'm from Arizona. And my story's called Nothing's Impossible.
Once upon a time, lived a horse named Glitter. She was a beautiful horse, and the strongest too. Once upon a time, lived a horse named Glitter. She was a magical horse, and the kindest too. Glitter could jump with spectacular flair, but she had a secret she needed to share. What do you want? What do you want?
I want to play guitar! What? You're just a horse! You can't play guitar!
Yeah! How are you gonna play guitar without real hands? You just have hooves!
I will find a way. Someday, I'm gonna be the best guitar player in the whole entire world! Don't try to stop me, just wait and watch me. Whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa.
Your dream is crazy!
Your dream is weird!
Impossible!
First I'll buy a guitar and I'll learn how to play. I'll practice for hours every day. Cause when you have a dream,
when you have a dream,
to Guitars R Us. How can I help you?
I'd like to buy that big blue glittery guitar, please, and some guitar lessons.
But you're just a horse. Horses can't play guitar. Besides, you only have hooves. Good day.
Wait, please. I like your hair. Teach me to play, sir. Don't say nay, sir. Whoa, whoa.
No. None of my courses permit any horses. Impossible!
Glitter wasn't a turd and she hopped on a jet to a new store called
Nicest Help You Can Get.
Run by a magic rhino!
Run by a magic rhino!
That's me, Magic Rhino, here to help.
Wow. You know, I'll go with it. Since nothing is impossible.
Magic Rhino turned her hooves to hands.
Oh my gosh!
The Magic Rhino,
that's me.
He taught her how to play.
Like this?
Very good!
And 2 years later.
2 years later.
Excuse me, are you Glitter, the guitar-playing horse?
Yeah, that's me.
I'm Joe the Crocodile, and in addition to being the narrator of this story, I'm also a famous drummer. Glitter, would you want to start a band with me?
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Summer Concert Jam. Now everyone, please give it up for the most popular band in the world, Glitter and the Animals!
They try to stop me, hey look, now watch me.
When you have a dream,
nothing is impossible. Lee speaks with the author.
Hi.
Hi, Lily. How are you?
Good.
How was your day today?
I had music class and I practiced the steel drums.
Oh, really? You got to play the steel drums?
Yeah, I'm having a concert on the 24th.
Really? Are you going to play steel drums in the concert?
Yeah.
What song are you going to play?
Amazing Grace.
And do you play steel drums with like a whole orchestra or band or just by yourself?
With my class.
And does everyone play steel drums in the class?
Yeah. It's the second grade project.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So, Lily, the name of your story is Nothing's Impossible. How did you get the idea for that?
Well, because she's a horse and she doesn't have really, like, hands, but she does it anyway. She's convinced that nothing's impossible.
Do you feel like there's anything in your life that you've done that was really hard and then you had to sort of think, well, nothing's impossible. I can do this.
Well, it wasn't hard, but I wanted to jump in a really, really cold lake.
Uh-huh.
And I kept on scooching down the rock, and finally I just slipped.
And you went into the lake?
Yeah, but only for like 10 seconds.
Got it. And was it as bad as you thought it was going to be?
No, not really. But I freaked out.
You did? Did you scream?
Yeah, I was screaming so much that I didn't want to swim, so my dad had to get me to shore.
Where was this lake that was so cold?
We were on a backpacking trip. I don't really know where it was.
Oh, wow. You guys go backpacking together?
Yeah, we go camping. We really like backpacking and camping.
If there are any kids out there who are listening who, like, have never been camping before, what's it like? What's fun about camping?
Well, it's not like you're surviving on your house and, like, going to the grocery store. You have to pack all your food. And if you're going, like, driving for a long time, you just have to pretty much live in your car.
And do you get to see nature and stuff?
Yeah, I really like nature. I'm a junior ranger.
Oh, what's that?
A junior ranger. A ranger is someone that takes care of nature, so I'm a junior one.
Oh, and what are your responsibilities as a junior ranger?
You just have to get this booklet and fill it out. And if you fill it out, they'll give you a badge.
But you sort of have to be like a steward of nature, right?
Yeah, and you have to find all these animals.
Do they have rhinos on there?
No, I remember there was a bear on one of them and a special kind of bird.
Bears are hard to see in nature.
Yeah.
Have you seen one yet?
Yeah, I actually saw one in Canada.
No way!
Yeah, when we were pretty much pulling up to the cabin, we saw a huge bear.
I would be so scared if I saw a bear.
Yeah, I think our dog was really scared. She was barking.
The dog was like, I have to protect them. Also, I'm really scared. What do I do?
Yeah.
What kind of dog do you have?
It's a mix, but I don't know what kind.
What's her name?
It's Sadie. She only has one eye.
What?
Yep. And like no tail.
No tail and only one eye?
Well, you can feel the bone for her tail, but it's not long that you can see it.
Yeah. Wow. I guess nothing is impossible, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lily, so much for talking to me today.
Thank you. You're welcome. Okay, bye.
Bye. Wow, what a cool kid.
Yeah,
that was
really cool.
Yeah, like I really learned.
That's so
cool. That was a really great story, too.
Oh, gosh. This storm's getting really bad.
I don't know. I think maybe the rain is letting up.
Okay, yeah. It's definitely getting worse. Plus, all the birds on the ship flew away and animals always know what's up. Like, you should always listen to animals. Not now, Lamb.
Okay, no more chit-chat. I'm taking charge. Lee, batten down the hatches.
Aye, aye.
Rachel, waterproof the deck.
You got it.
Peter, insure our valuables.
On it.
Lamb, rigmarole the bow.
Megan, how do you know so much about ships?
I don't. I just made all that up. Now, everybody, install trampolines so the rain has something to bounce off of.
Megan,
wait a second. I feel like that
insane.
Actually won't work at all.
Well, hold on, everyone. What's that big cloud?
Oh, Peter, that's not a cloud. It's a tornado!
Ah! Don't worry, everyone! I'll stop it! I'm strong!
What? Lee, you can't stop a tornado with your body! No, Lee, what are you doing?
Come at me, tornado! Give me all you got! What? What?
Whoa! Oh, no! Ah! Lee's getting sucked into the tornado!
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you.
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you.
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Whoa! Oh my goodness. If my calculations are correct, and they always are, that tornado is headed straight for Los Angeles.
Whoa! Wait, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Well, I guess we'll never see Lee Overtree again. Oh well!
It's my turn to rule.
What did you just say?
Nothing.
I will rule them all.
I'm sorry, what?
Nothing. My time has come.
Okay. Well, let's just do another story.
Yeah. This story is called Act Like Someone Else Day. So this is the story of how it began. There once were some kids named Bobby, Gerald, Blob, and Ma. They wanted more holidays because they lived in Boardville and there was barely any holidays. So they got a big meeting with the president of Boardville and they said, "We need a holiday that is so fun." So they got a dog who is the smartest being in the universe, and the dog said that they should call the holiday Act Like Someone Else Day. So to celebrate, you need a voice transmitter to sound like someone. Then you get the clothes and, if needed, a wig to look like them, and then have fun. And the things to do are have a water gun fight, cut a pizza with the chainsaw, and eating every food the person likes. And finally, say who you really are, and that is how you celebrate. The end! Now, here to introduce their story is the author.
Hi, my name is Sam. I'm in the third grade, and I'm from New York, and this is my story. Act Like Someone Else Day. I hope you like it.
Welp, it's another boring day in Boardville. Oh, hey, it's my friends, Gerald.
Good day, Bobby.
Ma.
Hey, Bobby.
And Blob.
Blob.
What do you guys want to do today?
Well, gee, why don't we play a game?
Oh, yeah. What do we normally play?
How about wait in line?
That's boring.
All right. How about we play pretend to file tax returns?
No, Gerald, that's even more boring.
What? You don't like tax returns anymore? Hot dog.
We could color things gray.
No, Blob, I don't even like the color gray.
What? But it's gray.
Bobby, what do you expect? We live in Boardville.
Everything is boring.
I know, but maybe we should have fun?
I don't know, Bobby. That sounds illegal.
Just for one day. The funnest holiday of the year.
You don't like the holidays we have? What's wrong with Yawn Day?
Oh, I love giving gifts on Sit Quietly Day.
Blob loves old technical manual week.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. We have barely any holidays and none of them are fun.
So what, do you propose that we go to the president of Boardville and ask her for a new holiday?
Ma, that's exactly what I propose.
Whoa. Bobby, this sounds crazy.
Trust me, you guys. I think we're about to create the most fun holiday ever.
The president will see you now.
Madam President, we'd like to start a new holiday.
Well, that's a great idea. How about we call it Slowly Walk Day?
No.
Okay. How about Watching Paint Dry Day?
No.
Okay. How about Watching the English Patient on repeat for a month?
No.
All right. Fine, you kids do whatever you want.
Awesome, we won't let you down.
This is the most excited I've been in my entire life. To celebrate, I'm going to stare at a blank notebook. Bye.
Well, this is just great. We have the permission of the president to make the holiday, but we don't have any ideas.
Come on, Ma, we have great ideas. We just need to think of them first.
Bobby, doesn't that mean we don't have any great ideas?
Gerald, you're not helping.
What about Blob Day?
No!
Wait! I've got it. Let's bring in a dog.
A dog?
Well, not just any dog. A dog who is the smartest being in the entire universe.
You rang?
Wow!
Oh, hi. It is I, Woofy, the smartest being in the entire universe. I am so smart that I can teleport using my mind. And is that a mailman?
What? No.
Sorry. You'll totally have to forgive me. I am a dog, after all. So, what do you need of me?
We need a new holiday to make Boardville less boring.
And it needs to be the most fun.
Okay. Calibrating my brain waves. Yes! You should call the holiday Act Like Someone Else Day. To celebrate, you need this voice transmitter to sound like someone else. Just strap it around your head, type in their name, and your voice will sound like theirs. Here, Bobby, you try.
Wow, I'm gonna set the voice transmitter to sound like Ma.
Changing Bobby's voice to Ma.
Did it work?
Whoa, Bobby, you sound just like Ma.
Wow, I do sound like Ma, but I'm really Bobby.
Oh, but you're not done yet, Bobby. Put on these clothes and wig to look exactly like Ma.
Where'd you get a bunch of Ma's clothes, dog?
Don't worry about it. I'm omniscient, LOL.
Wait, let me try. I want to sound like Blob.
Changing Gerald's voice to Blob.
Did it work? I must say, this experience is astounding!
Hot dog, Gerald! You sound just like Blob!
And here, Gerald, put on this big gray trash bag.
Blob have twin? Blob scared!
Tubular! Now Ma and Blob, you get transformed too!
Changing Blob's voice to Gerald. Changing Ma's voice to Bobby.
Whoa! I sound like Bobby.
Blob sound like Gerald.
No, I'm Gerald.
Blob not get hit. Blob Gerald.
I'm Soap.
But wait, there is more fun to be had. Does anybody want some pizza?
Yeah!
Blob. Okay, great. I'm going to cut it into slices with a chainsaw.
Blob have fun.
But wait, there is more fun to be had. This feast has just begun. It is time for you to eat every food that the person you are pretending to be likes.
Ooh, tomato sauce. sandwiches.
Chips. Cheeseburgers.
Oh, man, unfair. Blob's favorite food is crayons.
Okay, finally, reveal your true selves to each other.
It's me, Bobby.
Me, Blob.
Ma here.
Tis I, Carol.
And I'm the dog. Now, tell me, was that not the most fun holiday you've ever had?
Yeah!
Blob!
I agree.
Madam President!
Watching you all prance around, looking like each other, reminded me of my favorite activity, drinking warm water. I'm literally freaking out right now.
Okay, well, it looks like my job here is done. And as I am the smartest being in the entire universe, I have many important... Is that a mailman?
Just a mailman delivering the mail.
Oh,
oh no, a dog!
The end!
Thanks for listening, and thanks to today's authors, Lily and Sam. To see the original stories that Lily and Sam sent in to us, parents, find us on Instagram, where we'll post their stories in their own words. We're also looking for new stories, and our new theme is huge problems. Kids, write a story about a character from your imagination who confronts the biggest problem they've ever encountered. Then tell us how they use their imagination to solve it. Parents, submit your child's story today at storypirates.com/podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time!
When I rule the ship.
Excuse me. The Story Pirates podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Produced for Gimlet Media by Jasmine Romero and produced for Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are me, Peter McNerney, and Lauren Glover. Technical direction by Sam Baer. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer and Josh Hahn at the Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. The Story Pirates podcast is written, directed, and performed by the Story Pirates. Contributors to this episode are Drew Anderson, Kalia Davis, Ilana Fishbein, Eric Gerson, John O'Hustis, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Brendan O'Grady, Emily Alcott, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Elena Scapetos, Chris Simpson, SJ Sun, Rachel Winitsky, Mark Vigent, and Matt Zambrano. The music and lyrics for Nothing Is Impossible were written by Jack Mitchell and arranged and produced by Brendan O'Grady, and associate produced by Jack Mitchell and Eric Gerson, with vocal arrangements and direction by Jack Mitchell. We'll see you next time,
where things might be a little different.
Ha 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 ha!